This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
Let me just ask a few questions. We're only going to have about 12 minutes of break time, meaning you're really only going to have about 12 minutes and that's if I haven't dispatched you out to go to, 7-Eleven and pick me up a popsicle or whatever, but you have about 12 minutes.
By the way, let me look at his, he's not wearing a watch, but he looked like at his wrist when you said 12 minutes.
He looked at the wrong wrist because his
watch
is on the other hand.
So Lummy, what I'm saying is like, in the next.
Oh, I have a cut on my finger. Who's being mean now?
Oh, Seth called you out.
Lummy.
You did look at the wrong wrist.
Do you have a thumb drive?
I don't have one with me.
Okay, so don't
you get here like 2 minutes earlier and start asking people for a thumb drive?
So Lummy, like, where were you going to on the next, at the 6:30 break? Were you going to start running around here now? Looking for a thumb drive? Is that what we're doing?
No, I had a different kind of plan.
Oh, okay.
Let's hear this plan.
Let's hear it, buddy.
My plan was to message Cave, ask him if he could carry in the thumb drive while we give you something. And then I stick it in real quick.
No, hold on.
Bubba's already got it.
Hold on.
Oh.
So hold on.
There goes that plan. Hey, you were supposed to wait for me, Cave.
He's blaming Caveman.
I feel like I'm dealing with a bunch of Napoleon Dynamites
you
here.
Are.
Like, I can't even.
Are we like in a warp zone? What happened? Yeah, like, I think he just squirreled. He squirreled you, Bubba.
He did, but he doesn't. He did, but he has to realize that I knew it was coming, so I've prepared. Lummy, you're not going to be able to use the excuse where, as you present me, you and Cave so very thoughtfully sent me an edible arrangement for your little bit of a bonus. And you were going to
use up our bonus
while I was, and I'm going to open it up here. While I was while I was opening up this edible arrangement that you went supposedly halves on with Caveman, while I was fretting over this and saying, "Oh my God, look, I got an edible arrangement. I hope it's chocolate. Oh, who's it from? Let me see here." While I'm doing all this, you are trying to get Caveman to bring you in a thumb drive so that you can do all this thumb drive stuff while I'm enamored with your chocolate covered whatever you got.
Lummy's the only guy that could get heat while giving a present just because he's just,
he just doesn't do it
the right way.
No.
This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
Debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High-interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com. If you didn't know it before, well then let me alert you. There are germs everywhere. What's the one and only way to respond? Sanitize everything. I'm talking everywhere. Packages, groceries, keyboards, tablets, money, doorknobs. You know, all these things are home to bacteria and viruses, but now there's an easy way to kill bacteria and viruses on all these surfaces or wherever they live. The Clean Phone Wand. The Clean Phone Wand is a portable UV sanitizer that lets you eliminate 99.9% of bacteria and kill viruses in seconds on virtually any surface. Use it for all your deliveries. Use it on tablets, on computers. Use it if you have to get on a plane or stay in a hotel. Use it at school. It's super portable, and with days of battery life, you can take it anywhere and make sure your environment is clean and safe. Get yours now and save over $50 plus free shipping by adding the code Bubba. That's B-U-B-B-A. That all happens when you go to thenewdealshop.com. Again, that's thenewdealshop.com. And if you order today and add an FDA-authorized KN95 mask to your order, you're going to save an additional 10%. It's simple. Go to thenewdealshop.com and get the Clean Phone Wand now. And then start sanitizing everything everywhere. Again, thenewdealshop.com. Use Bubba as your promo code. Thank you for the bonus. Hope you enjoy the little gift from your two favorite employees, Caveman and Lummox.
I have a feeling that Caveman was had the brains of this operation.
Oh, yeah.
Duh.
He was. And by the way, Caveman had like a coupon. Because listen, I don't want anybody here having to buy me anything. And this is certainly expensive. Save your money.
Here, I brought you $10, Bubba.
Oh, thanks.
There you go.
But Caveman did have like some type of Groupon or something. So Lummy didn't even have to go halves on full retail.
Really?
He wouldn't have. You
really?
Wouldn't have.
Well, and just so you know, too.
Or Lummy may actually.
Wow, I just got bamboozled twice now.
Caveman.
I didn't get to give it to you.
Hold on. Caveman might have full retailed you.
Oh, that's
and he
good,
made
that's
12
good,
bucks on the backside.
That's a good way to do it.
Caveman may have said, hey, look at look at this arrangement right here on the internet. It's $76. Will you go in halves with that? Sure. Lummy gives him, you know, $38, $39. But really, Caveman has get one of these edible arrangements for $34.95.
Yeah, it was $29.99. He told
he put 10 in his pocket. So Lummy, not only did you pay for the entire gift, but you're not gonna be able to sneak your hard drive
and
in on me.
How about this? During all that, Caveman still didn't bring you the thumb drive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
That was the whole plan. Yeah.
So I'm open. By the way, Caveman and Lummix, thank you for your very thoughtful gift.
What is that, by the way? That looks like it's straight chocolate.
Oh, look at this.
Eat them slowly.
It's a strawberry. It's chocolate-covered strawberries with some cookies.
Oh, a cookie kicker.
Does look good.
A cookie kicker.
You think I got a chance to have hot sex with Reagan tonight if I eat this slow in front of her? Is she have the same type of
No. She's
not a weirdo like that.
Dude, yeah. Save those for $1.99 and you can baby bird them to me. That's right. I just invited myself.
Oh, there you go.
Hey, Bubba.
Save those for $1.99. You can baby bird me. That's right. I invited myself. Bitch, drop the mic. ..
My Friday night.
Looks like Seth.
He not
Kushner.
Only invited himself. He invited himself to a baby bird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, not only am I coming to your party, but you're going to give me chocolate covered strawberries.
You know, if I'm showing up to $1.99 uninvited, I want to make sure that you know we're bringing in the bits. And I figured a baby bird.
Well, don't forget
tonight's
a no bit night.
Yeah, tonight's free night.
I'm sorry, free night Friday. Yeah.
But
yeah.
You know, Seth. By the way, Caveman and Lummix, thank you so very much. I'm going to put these in the refrigerator to harden up a little bit, and then I'll be eating them throughout today slowly on camera so Anna will be able to have an unbelievable at-work orgasm.
Yay.
No.
Has anybody ever had an at-work orgasm?
Has anyone ever had a what?
At-work orgasm.
Has anybody ever had... No, for real. Like, has anybody ever and this is only radio. Like, not if you were, you know, Lummy, you were at sea, you know, catching grouper lips. Of course, you could break one off, you know, but at work, like, when you guys, anybody that's been in radio for an extended amount of time, have you ever had an orgasm at work, at the radio station? Meaning either you had sex with somebody or you were watching porn and masturbated. Mine would be, yeah. I mean, I own the place, and
yeah.
I've had a lot of weekend ass over here before.
Yeah.
Did I just say that?
Yeah. Yeah, you said that, and you're damn right you had
ass. I've had sex in this studio before when I've been, you know, showing a cricket, the facilities on a Saturday.
The old studio had a note under the table from your ex-wife.
Yeah. The old studio said, listen, whatever bitch is down here, get away from my man.
Pretty much that's what it says.
Oh, my God.
That actually is kind of funny.
It is.
So anyway, Seth and I was not prepared for this break. Mommy, I'm giving you added time to be scrambling around to find you a GD thumb drive, buddy.
Oh, Caveman already brought one.
Got one.
All right.
Thank you.
So, Caveman, you're very intensely involved in trying to get this put on a thumb drive.
Well, Caveman lost a bunch of weight, so he's like a ninja now. So nobody even saw him come in there.
Fantastic. So, for all the people, Blitz, I guess it would be, you know, Blitz, Caveman. Well, it'd be everybody that works here, and then Seth and Anna. Mm-hmm. Seth, I don't think you've broke one off here at the BRN, but did you ever break one off over at?
Yeah, I boned Phoebe there one night, and then I probably...
Where?
When I had an office.
Oh.
During a Stay Woke show?
Yeah, while you were still in Detroit getting banged by the terrorist guy.
Right.
And then I used to sleep at the radio station when I was homeless, so I probably whacked it there once or twice.
Yeah.
You know,
did
big
they let
deal.
You sleep there?
Yeah, they were cool about it. But I slept under a cubicle and in a conference room.
How many years was that?
Off and on for a few months.
Really?
Yeah. It was, you know.
I mean, did it suck?
No, it made me the man that I am today.
I mean, would you take a shower there?
No, no, there were no showers there. No.
But you like, would you go in there and say goodnight to the, say goodnight to the overnight guy and then go to bed? And
I would try, honestly, to have people have no idea that I was there whatsoever. So, I mean, if I slept under a cubicle, I would sleep under a cubicle, like the third cubicle in the third row. Like, I wouldn't be close. People didn't know I was there. So I didn't have an office or anything. I was just, barely an intern, or maybe I was part-time. So, yeah, I slept under desks, and then I'd go in the conference room on the weekends, really stretch out.
How about you, Anna? Have you ever gotten,
do you think? If you were to take a guess.
I'm going to say yes, a lot.
I would say that you and SBK might have been sneaking around all you could over there.
Yeah, that never happened, even though it was a rumor. But nope, no sex, no nothing.
Lummy, I got to think that you may have, maybe not, and I hope Ashley doesn't get mad at me because she gets real jealous, but obviously you've had a life prior to Ashley.
Yeah.
And listen, if you haven't had sex with Ashley here, just let me know what side door to leave open on the weekends, and I'll let you come in there and do it.
Oh, sweet.
I mean,
I bet he's banged in the parking lot.
Lummy, give us your banging at this facility parameters.
None. I've wanted to.
None. Blitz, how about you?
Yeah. And does TV stations count?
Oh, you did some at some TV stations.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, your other media jobs prior to this.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I have.
I think that might even be more salacious.
Wasn't
than
in the
radio.
Studio though, but what? Yeah.
How right about
other desk?
Caveman.
Caveman's not in here. He's doing a few things.
I wonder him.
He's screaming.
He said no. I heard him say he screamed no.
How about
no.
Colton?
Well, Caveman doesn't.
Colton's got keys to the building for when he does Kevin's show.
I don't think Caveman would be able to do it here because I don't think he has his full set of toys and whips and all and swings. I think he needs that.
He's screaming.
He said Seth's right.
Yeah. He didn't have his Caveman sex, sex hot Chilean sex dungeon readily available here. With his ball gags and his spikes and everything that he does.
Right, he's not like, hey, he doesn't take his wife here and go, let me take you to the Anna present room here and just sprawl you out here.
I guess Cave's on slate.
I could turn anyone on.
Hey, Cave, I got you on slate, but you're not talking to me. Oh, yeah, there you go. My bad.
No, I'm sure you have enough accoutrement here, but it's just not sanitary. And I don't know where the secret cameras are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, I want everybody to know that I'm not in the camera business anymore. I have outside security cameras.
Well, there might be a couple.
There's some cameras in here, but I'm not really trying to find any. You had sex with, is somebody rubbing themselves?
No. What do you mean?
Yeah, what is that?
Well, that's Colton sweeping.
Oh, okay. Oh, because I was touching myself.
Ask.
I was like, how did you hear it?
Colton's vacuuming and cleaning up that entry area and stuff.
Has Colton ever broke one off here?
Oh, please.
No.
You haven't?
No, I wish.
I do. I will. I do like when I'm talking to Cave on the slate to hear him, like to hear Colton like the night watchman. I mean, I really do. I mean, maybe it's a bat. I love to hear Colton doing janitorial duties.
Are you changing up Colton's whole, deal here now that you've kind of taken him off the air, or is this stuff he'd be doing even if he wasn't?
Hear the sweeping in the back.
No, Colton's been doing that for a while.
Yeah, well, he's going to step it up.
He takes care of the trash and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. But we're going to certainly intensify those. We're a lot less airtime and more cleaning time.
Was,
you know.
Was Colton a big part of LI3, Lummy?
No, he wasn't. I don't think he even talked in it.
Good. Well, I think that's the rules. I don't want to. He can be your cameraman. He just can't be heard from.
And he's been cut out of the intro entirely?
No, I was given this one was okay to keep him in.
Okay.
Yeah,
just the one scene he had to be cut out.
Yeah, but you have until LI. Well, now Lummy today. By the way, in 1 hour, the debut of Lummy Investigates.
Now, what's the status of that, Lummy? Are we copying to the drive now? Or
it'll be on. It'll be on our YouTube channel, youtube.com at the Bubba Army.
Can I gotta say, because I've been a part of the last couple of these for some reason, and if Lummy didn't have Ashley. assisting him along the way, every step. I don't think he'd have these turned in. I don't think it'd be a real franchise.
No, Lummy would be so lost in life without someone like Ashley.
I did a Zoom yesterday with Lum. You know, I'm not going to say what for. Could be for this one. Could be for an upcoming project. And, I mean, Zoom's about the easy. You know, Zoom is made for 95-year-old women to talk to their great-great-grandchildren, you know, with one click of a button.
Yep.
And poor Lummy, he couldn't figure out how to get on the Zoom, and Ashley's in the background figuring it out for him, and it was just the cutest thing ever. So, you know, props to Ashley. None of this would happen without her.
Yeah, Lummy, you wouldn't be able to put any of this together without her. And so thank you.
Oh my God.
It took me and Tomas like 15 minutes the one time just to connect.
You know,
Lummy,
it's pretty easy. You hit turn camera on.
Yeah,
the conversation.
You know, right, join the conversation. Yeah. What room you looking for? Like, you know.
There was a mute. I couldn't hear him. You couldn't hear me.
Technically, there was a mute.
Yeah, and I couldn't
find it.
I hope
that we don't have that same excuse on LI3, and we're watching, and you're like, oh, technically, I forgot to turn the mute button off.
You won't, because Ashley was doing some backside producing to make sure that, you know, everything was on the up and up.
Lummy Investigates 3, the Anna Hummel edition, will be up in about an hour on our YouTube channel, hopefully.
Now, did Ashley, give final approval? Like, did she help you edit it? Or
No, she went to bed.
Oh, so she hasn't seen?
You didn't wake her up at 3 a.m.?
So, Lummy,
I felt bad.
Lummy, when did the project get done? I was hoping that you had it done, yesterday afternoon, and there was no, you know, bubble guts.
He was still shooting video, I think, yesterday.
Oh,
well, because I wanted some extra B-roll on the backside. It was
the last
done.
Time you wanted extra B-roll, it took a thing 10 minutes longer than it needed to be.
Well, I was lucky enough to be able to almost have a 3.5, hopefully. I had to cut down a lot of good stuff from Tomas and things like that.
What time were you working on this project, Del? That's all I asked.
He hasn't slept. Did you go to bowling last night?
Yeah, I went to bowling.
Oh, my God.
Now, so after bowling, didn't you work?
Answer the question, Lummy.
Yes,
Lummy.
I worked on it again.
What time did you finish?
Well, what time did I go to bed? I went to bed around 2:30.
Hi, who's this?
Wait, what time?
2:30.
Oh, yeah. Good morning, Sunshine.
Hi.
Jersey Rich.
Hi, Jersey Rich.
Just a quick question. I was curious what Anna said. What? When Caveman said, I'm sure there's a coocher on, but I never slept here. What did you say?
What did I say?
She said,
I don't think I want a coocher.
No, no.
She said, I want Bubba to fish hook me and Reagan tonight at 1:99.
He said accoutrement.
No, Caveman, when he was explaining that he didn't sleep there, he said something like, oh, I'm sure there's a coocher on. And
he said accoutrement.
Like, what?
Sir, listen, you're listening to the show far too closely, okay? Don't quiz us about what we said 20 minutes ago. We don't remember, okay? God dang.
Anna said what?
I don't care what Anna.
Okay, Bubba
alone.
Fan gifted 5 subs.
Accoutrements, it's like, you know, parts
of... I didn't know what that was.
What's that?
I didn't know what that was.
Yeah, it's like parts of clothing, parts of attire, like pieces you need to do something. That's what accoutrements
is. Yeah, like a rope or like, you know, a testicle ring or something
what?
Like that. Like a, it's
oh, like all your gadgets and gizmos.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. That's
all right.
An accoutrement.
Accessories, right?
Yeah.
Basically, yes.
That's what it is. Okay. So, Lummy.
Yeah, yes, Bubba.
You were working on this thing till 2:30 last night. You went to bed at 2. Listen, it's not a bad thing. I'm just looking for the truth, okay, buddy?
Yeah, yes.
How'd you bowl last night?
Crap.
Because you had this on your mind?
Did you ask him to put the bumpers up for you?
I could have used them, but I think about that a lot. And I was getting upset because it was a new league, and it was taking longer, and I was freaking out that I was going to be up late, and I still was up late anyhow.
Do you just walk around mad, like, you know, because they had because there's an announcement on the intercom. Attention bowlers, we're having about, this is the first night of the new league. We're going to be 15 or 20 minutes late as we're signing up new people and stuff. And you're like, oh, man, I'm not going to get out of here till 11 instead of 10:30. passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Go check this website out. It's thenewdealshop.com. Now, they got all kinds of stuff. They want me particularly to tell you about the clean phone wand. God, this is exactly what Seth needs. A wand to clean. He'll be cleaning everything.
Oh, yeah. Down.
I have a promo code, Bubba, and I think that gets you $50 off your first order plus free shipping. Thenewdealshop.com. Use Bubba as your promo code. They got all kinds of specials, from the masks that you need to the various cleaning devices that you need to clean your phone, your wallet, your earbuds, if you need to clean it. And it's all through UV rays. And it's all real kick-ass. Lummy, you can even wand your groceries.
Sweet.
Like, you know, we should technically wand all these packages we get.
Let's get one or two.
Yeah. Thenewdealshop.com. Promo code Bubba.
Welcome to Pin Chasers, and this is the Thursday Night League with basically men who have no lives and want to get out of the house. Welcome to the men who have no lives, hate their family, and wanted to get out of the house Thursday Night Bowling League. We have a bunch of new guys this week in the first week, and so it's going to be about, I'd say, 39 to 42 minutes, a little bit of a delay before we start chucking the balls down the lanes. Thank you, Pin Chasers.
What? Women 42 bowl? Minutes? What? Oh, my God. I have to edit my job. The most important part of my life right now is my job.
Oy vey.
On the radio. Oy vey. And I need it. I got a big production that's due at 7:15, but I want to be here at the Men Over 35 No Life Having Bowling League. 42 minutes.
Lummy, do you turn into an old Jewish man when you get stressed out?
I guess so. Oy vey.
I feel like you shouldn't go to bowling now on Thursdays when you have these projects looming.
Lummy, it was the beginning. It was the first week.
But Lummy, these Lummy Investigates are such huge franchises that we're putting a lot of stuff behind. We need them to be awesome. And, like, you're worried about, you know, bowling on Thursday, buddy.
Well, it was done because I was doing, but then when I'm at bowling and I'm sitting there waiting,
quiet,
I have to wait.
What? It was done because I was doing, sitting there at bowling waiting. What does that mean that you just said?
I meant it was done so I thought I could feel comfortable, and then I started thinking about more things that I could do for the video and I cut it down or add. So when I'm sitting there, when I got home, I decided, and that's when Ashley, I think, said she was just going to go to bed.
I'm the inside of Lummy's head. Okay, listen, I got to pick up the spare, so let me just concentrate on picking up the spare. Oh, I think I have some B-roll of Seth picking his nose. I might be able to put that in between 8 minutes and 8 minutes and 9 seconds if I kind of padded that in there with a high-stakes dissolving voiceover. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm supposed to pick up the spare.
I mean, like, it's eating at your brain, these
it
projects.
It is. I thought I could have time and at the Photoshop and do some Photoshop editing.
I thought I had time at the Photoshop.
Is that a brick and mortar? What are you talking about?
I thought I, Lummy, I just bought, me and Seth went in halves on a gift certificate at the Photoshop.
Yeah, and they serve espresso there too.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Can't wait.
And they sell thumb drives, too, at the Photoshop. You might want to buy one so you have an extra run ready to go to download your important projects when you need to walk into the building and give it to Cave so he can upload Willie onto my goddamn YouTube so that I can play it efficiently at 7:15.
Let me be real with you, man, and your pink Gatorade, your very pink Gatorade. You're not a bowler anymore, man. You're over. You're a superstar. You're a content creator. Those days of you bowling with those other jabronis, those are over.
Lummy, you're a content creator. You're a streamer.
You're better than that.
You're a content creator.
I mean, like, what other radio guy in this market would go bowling?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, never mind.
Bowling's cool.
Okay, I was like, okay.
But Lummy, I'm just saying, like, you know, quit. hanging out with the peasants and start being the star that you are, kid. Maybe Thursday night bowling makes you look like a mark.
No, I can't because, like, the shirt, the bowling shirt that we finally got, it has my face on it.
Oh.
So
what?
I got to be the star.
Everybody's wearing your face or just you?
Not my face.
Hold on. Is it Team Lummy?
No, it's some Spanish Lummy. Name, but it's the
what,
it's a, La it's a
Lummio?
Logo. La Wojitos.
La Wojitos.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I have no idea.
Please jump open to Pin Chasers.
Lummy's an alcoholic.
On lane four, we have the La Pachitos.
This is really a problem.
With a picture of Lummix on the back.
The fact that Lummy's roped in because his face is the
Lummy,
the...
can you wear your bowling shirt to work one day? Oh, if you don't, you're fired.
I was going to wear it today, but I got a little sweaty, so I had to wash it.
Can't we all get one? How do we all get a bowling shirt? And what? Can't we get Rainbow Rick to sell these? Everybody will probably want a Lajito shirt.
Why can't we have, like,
we,
you know,
we need to find out what it means first, but yeah.
Yeah.
There's a whole line of Lummy merch coming. We got the Lummy Investigates merch, the Lajito merch.
By the way, I've not seen any final proposals of any of this merch, Lummy.
I got with Rick. I just
Lummy, I will tell you there will be a problem if you get with Rick and then you just now are releasing Lummy Investigates hodgepodge stuff that I've not, you know,
oh,
seen
no,
or
listen,
had an opportunity to approve. I just can't let us hodgepodge, you know, merchandise now. I got to figure out, you know, how I'm going to get my points.
Actually, I got with Rick yesterday with it, and I actually almost bought everyone shirts anyhow, but...
Aww.
Oh, that would have been nice. I would have been double dipping there. A free shirt that she bought, and I get residue on the back.
Aww, she's so
nice.
She's so sweet.
Tell me, if it wouldn't have been for her, you would not even be even talking about having LI3 done.
You wouldn't even be upright, Lummy. You'd be dead in a gutter if it wasn't for her.
Mm-hmm. Because you're That's so true. Stupid, she has to remind you to just do average, you know, breathe, Lummy.
Lummy, don't forget to breathe today.
Did she watch you bowl last night?
No, she went and did stuff.
No, she went and did stuff.
Oh, boy.
Did she go to a country bar?
No. There.
She doing the Rolling Gator at the Dallas Bowl?
No, there was like a Republican
National
get-together.
Convention watch party?
Yeah.
A Republican get-together?
Yeah, in Tampa.
I think it was a watch party for the RNC.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
because last night was like the big night.
Yeah.
And they had Dana White on there, and Donald came on, tore his shirt off like Hogan, accepted the nomination.
Yep. ear to the crowd.
She went to a Republican watch party over watching her man bowl on her on the new team.
I wouldn't put her through that.
The Lajitos.
Hold on, but she usually does not go to bowling, though, right?
Correct.
The Lajitos. Oh, yeah. So, Lummy, Cave... Am I first of all, let me thank you for the edible arrangement. I'll be eating a few of those chocolate-covered strawberries slowly for honest pleasure today. I'll then be taking a few of the chocolate-covered strawberries and baby birding Seth Kushner tonight as a $1.99 free high spot. Lummy, at 7:15, how confident are you in saying that you're going to be able to? I'm going to be able to go to our YouTube channel, and there it's going to be. And boom, I can unlock it so that everybody can watch it with me.
Oh,
it'll be available for our Bubba Army consumption for people to go watch it at 7:15. As I'm watching it, Lummy, they could watch it as well because I'll unlock it right there.
I'm confident in that.
What's the status right now of it?
It's done. I have it sitting in my hand.
Oh.
It's sitting in your hand? So
yeah.
Now what process? What if I stayed on the air for like another 45 minutes? Wow. And didn't break down until 7:15.
I'd figure something out.
Right. Like what? Like you need to get that thumb drive to Caveman, right? Is that the next step of this process is when we go into commercials, you'll physically take that thumb drive to Caveman?
Lummy, what you need to do is you need to text Colton, have Colton crawl in there so that no one can see him on camera. Grab it from you and
put it.
Crawl
out. And put the because Colton's not in good graces with me, and put the thumb drive right on your penis.
So he
has to grab it off your penis.
I thought that you were gonna have to put it in Colton's G-string, but that's a punishment for Lummy.
I mean, Lummy, if you just open your legs up wide, and you put the thumb drive like right down there, not on your penis, but like right, you know,
I'll put it on there,
and then you just say,
"He's doing it." That's
And you say, Colton, come in here and be as sneaky as you possibly can, like you're a cat burglar, and see if you can get this thumb drive.
Oh, God.
Yes, Bubba, I will attempt to try that.
Was that operation successful?
I don't know.
Man down.
Did he grab? Did he? What? Did he aggressively grab the thumb drive
and his penis?
What, Lummy?
He just punched me.
Don't say it. Call it. We need to use clinical words. He punched you where?
Ah, he punched me in the penis.
In your Johnson.
Ah, man. Why the boys got him.
Why would he punch you in your penis? Like, that's not cool at all.
That
like
footage will be on the Bubba Army Instagram. I don't know. It was a swerve.
Why would he do that?
I don't know, but the boys are not feeling good.
I understand that, but, like, this was kind of like, take care of me. Very quietly come and get this hard drive. And so, you know, take care of me. You got my back. And instead, he punches you in the penis. Like, I would literally be choking him out right now. But let me see.
He's got my thumb drive.
I understand that, but he's going to eventually give it to Caveman, and then I would corner him at work, and I would smack the crap out of him. You let people push you around. If you're as big as you are, you should start smacking people around a little bit.
Am I allowed to?
Except for me and Blitz.
Okay.
Well, no, except for me, Blitz, Anna, and Seth. But hey, one, you're not going to slap Caveman around because he could probably take you. And two, that means you're only going to slap one person around, which
so
is
basically
Colton.
Just Colton, then.
And that's the person I want you to slap around.
Bubba, if you want to see the video, I just put it up on the Bubba Army Instagram. If you want to see Colton take a shot right at Lummy's groin area.
And not needed either.
And why would he do that? I think that
was I don't know. That was like hurt. That was mean.
No
right
pun.
Right on your Johnson.
No pun intended. No pun intended. But wasn't that kind of a dick move?
Yeah, that was a super dick move. I didn't do anything to him.
You know what though? Colton's trying to get back on top, and that's what you have to do. You have to attack.
You don't
people.
Spud the champ though. You don't spud.
But he's not the champ.
Yeah, but he's on the main roster. You know, he's.
Well, Colton's trying to get there.
You know. He's on the TV roster. He's not on the dark match roster.
Yes, Bubba, I will attempt to try that. Was that operation successful?
I don't know.
Oh, that was a hard punch.
That was kind of not cool.
I heard that.
That was not cool. We can do one or two.
And then he held your hand for a while.
Yeah, that was weird.
The thing flew out of my hand.
Get what was that for, you dick?
Get Colton on the slate.
I will attempt to try that.
Watch this. This is on our Instagram.
It's good footage, isn't it, Spongebob?
Very good.
Was that operation successful? I don't know.
and what?
He's vacuuming.
He's on fire today.
Colton?
Yes, Bubba?
You got one. I mean,
I accidentally sputted, Lummy.
I'm in charge of... I'm the HR around here. You know that. I'm HR.
Yes.
And you can either be dealt a $50 fine up for grabbing a coworker's penis aggressively.
Now, who does that money go to?
That goes to the Bubba Army Ring Royalty Fund.
50 stiff. Okay.
Or we can reenact it and Lummy, you know, grabs the thumb drive.
Yeah, great idea.
I think he's gonna have to grab it from me because like I spotted Lummy.
What I'm saying is, you know, we'll switch spots and we'll put you at Lummy's chair.
Yes.
And Lummy will sneak in and he will go the same stiffness and hardness and aggressiveness that you showed him.
Yeah, that's fair.
Why did you punch me though?
I didn't mean to. I meant I was trying to work, Lummy, and I accidentally spotted you. Sorry.
Lummy, let me just say, I just want you to watch it one more time because I want you to go with the same intensity. And Lummy, I will tell you this: like, if you puss out and you don't do it with the same type of intensity, Lummy.
Oh, I will, because that was a shoot.
I don't know.
And you don't do it with the same type of intensity, Lummy. Then you know what? Then you're going to get another one.
Hey, Colton, no, I mean, listen, not that there's anything wrong with any of this, but that was definitely like a grinder move. I mean, that kind of looked like...
You've made that move before, buddy.
Yeah.
It's not a first time you've made that move.
That's like the viper of gayness. The way you just...
We're sorry, yeah, I was just following instructions.
You came in like a striking cobra with that.
See, you're following instructions?
A gay cobra.
All you had to do was just very nice and daintily pick the thumb drive off of the chair, which was located fairly close to his crotch, very daintily take it away, very quietly, and nobody would have been injured. No problems. But no, you have to do this.
Was that operation successful? I don't know.
I mean, you came in, you smashed his hand, which caused his hand to go against his penis. You basically got him to rack himself while you then took the thumb drive.
Were you trying to make it less gay so that Lummy wouldn't enjoy it?
Kind of.
You were trying to make it as hurtful as it could be.
No, I wasn't trying to hurt him. I was trying to work with him.
Yeah, how is that a work?
How is that trying to wipe some? How? That's like you knocking a guy's tooth out at wrestling, and you're like, I was trying to pull those punches up short, kid.
Bobber's cankles, 10,000 bits.
Oh, my God. I know what we're doing next break.
Someone's getting spotted in. Crank.
Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. You're thinking, well, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Where they slow you down and completely screw with you, Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. With premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month, all plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. If you didn't know it before, well, then let me alert you. There are germs everywhere. What's the one and only way to respond? Sanitize everything. I'm talking everywhere. Packages, groceries, keyboards, tablets, money, doorknobs. You know, all these things are home to bacteria and viruses, but now there's an easy way to kill bacteria and viruses on all these surfaces or wherever they live. The Clean Phone Wand. The Clean Phone Wand is a portable UV sanitizer that lets you eliminate 99.9% of bacteria and kill viruses in seconds on virtually any surface. Use it for all your deliveries. Use it on tablets, on computers. Use it if you have to get on a plane or stay in a hotel. Use it at school. It's super portable, and with days of battery life, you can take it anywhere and make sure your environment is clean and safe. Get yours now and save over $50, plus free shipping by adding the code Bubba. That's BUBBA. That all happens when you go to thenewdealshop.com. Again, that's thenewdealshop.com. And if you order today and add an FDA-authorized KN95 mask to your order, you're going to save an additional 10%. It's simple. Go to thenewdealshop.com and get the Clean Phone Wand now. And then start sanitizing everything everywhere. Again, thenewdealshop.com. Use Bubba as your promo code.
Is Lummy going to have the megaphone, like, good to go for tonight?
Lummy.
Yeah, yes, I was going to ask Bubba if Lummy, I could practice Lummy, on the after show.
Lummy, yes, you can practice. But, Lummy, I would have your megaphone all put together correctly with backup batteries ready to go. And during whatever show you're going to do today.
I put the back cap on it.
I would make sure, because, Lummy, I swear to God, I don't know if I will not be able to restrain myself smashing you in the face.
I like how I get picked on it. I'm the one who's gotten beat
that's
up today.
That's the one job that
yeah,
you
but
have.
Don't you understand
that tonight Bubba 199 is going to be star-studded tonight, and I need it to go off without a hitch. It's so star-studded that you may not even have any microphone real estate. You might be over at the kids' mic. That's how star-studded it is.
My balls hurt for 1,500 bits. Yeah, I know. It's my
and
typical life. You know, you're here somewhere, and
doing,
then once everyone comes in, you
doing,
get thrown to the side.
You get Lummy. You're the teenage kid that sometimes gets to sit with the adults, and sometimes has to go over to the kids' table. That's just, you know what? When you're at the adults' table, enjoy it, my friend. Because sitting over there with the little mini Dixie cups and the little princess, China set sucks when you're 12. You'd rather sit there, where the big parent, where the parents are, the adults, and talking about sex and swapping and stuff like that. Your parents probably spoke about.
I know the uncle that hasn't showed up in 6 months.
So Lummy, here's the deal: it's a star-studded $199. The last thing I need is to have megaphone malfunctions. So don't you think that Seth and Blitz are only trying to stop a potential issue?
Larry Bueller, Sub King, 1500 bits.
Bits and subs, Larry Bueller sub came. So Blitz and Seth are doing you a solid by saying, Lummy, have it checked out so that Bubba doesn't flip out tonight and you're a good boy. Don't you like being a good boy? Or do you like being a bad boy?
That's a trick question.
Oh.
Like at work, do you like being a good boy?
Yeah.
And then are you a freak in the sheets?
Or you just always want to be a bad boy. You like to mess up so that you can get corrected because you like corrections deep down. That's what gets your juices going when people are being mean to you. You and Anna have very similar traits.
What?
Anna, I don't think that you like people to dote over you. I think you like to be miserable and uncomfortable. That's kind of what turns you on. You don't want to say, oh, Anna, you're so beautiful. I love you so much. You're the best ever. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, those are...
You want a guy to be like, listen, bitch.
I don't know. Anna would like this. Oh, Anna, you're so meh. Oh, Anna, you're just so average.
Yeah.
Oh, you're just so okay.
Yeah, you're kind of just middle of the road granola. Mm. Oh, yeah. You're the best middle of the road bitch I've ever had.
Let's go face down to that 22-pound box of blueberry granola.
Yeah, and let's do some lines of cocaine.
You're so meh.
Will you go get my tennis ball for me and throw it back to me?
Yeah, I found it yesterday. It's still there in the tree.
It is?
Yeah, I took a video of it. I sent it to Seth.
Did he? Was he there?
No.
Had he been there, would you have,
I would have run away.
You were looking for him, weren't you?
I would have.
Would you climb the tree in his honor?
I would have ran away.
Well, no, that would have been really embarrassing.
You treat all men, just regular men that are playing tennis that are minding their own business. You treat all men as if they're like rapers. Oh, I'd run away.
No, not run away because I was scared of him, but just because.
She was embarrassed.
Yeah, I was ashamed. Like, I was trying to help him out, and I made the situation worse.
Anna, that whole story in itself, I can't even really backfill the story. It's so, it's just Anna being Anna.
I thought about yesterday just with the story and then Anna going back to the scene of the crime and then taking video of the tennis ball stuck in the palm tree. I feel like there should be a TV show developed around Anna. I know there's been shows.
It's about to be at 7:15.
I know there's shows developed around Anna or about awkward girls and stuff, but I feel like Anna is next level and it's all legit. So. Maybe it's a Curb Your Enthusiasm of just awkwardness for her.
I almost think it's like an HBO special, awkward, 35-year-old.
And it's almost like sad. We make it sad.
Yeah.
We can have a taste of melancholy.
It's a single woman that's trying to get ahead, that's been screwed with, she has such a cynical, negative, aura about herself that you can't even really feel sorry for her as a woman. Like, you just, she's just a miserable bitch.
And then we just shoot to the scene where she's wearing a Snuggie on her couch, like, eating carrots and hummus with just cats surrounding her.
Mm-hmm. And she's got guys that want to bang her.
That happened last time.
She's cute. She's very bangable. There's a lot of guys that would want to do it because she's so weird and so insecure and so flipped out that rejection and negative stuff almost is what stimulates her.
Yes.
Like a man's very hardy penis doing it good.
Am I
make her feel better, but mentally she just wants to be, she's a mental cutter.
Am I like a novelty gimmick sort of thing where it's like, oh, guys will say, oh yeah, I want to bang, like a dwarf. Cause it'd be fun to try. Am I on that list?
You're getting there.
I think that guys,
like, oh, I want someone who's awkward and hates themselves.
No, I think guys,
another notch in my belt.
They're going to look at you as a conquest. And if they can really give it to you good and you don't bitch about it, and don't find a million things wrong with it, then that is a huge thing.
I don't bitch about it, when I'm doing it.
But you can't even get to it because you're so mad about everything getting
I'm
to
not,
it.
I'm not mad about
but there
it.
There never is it.
And since I just I never keep screwing it up.
No.
I throw balls in trees. I run away.
Do you know how cute it would have been? It's after you threw that ball in the tree, then you know what I'm
just
saying?
Flashed him?
I'm sorry. No.
Oh, sorry.
Nobody wants to see fried egg on the tennis court. If you just would have said, oh, maybe I need some throwing lessons. And then he would have said, yeah, let me crack you over the balcony of my condo here. I'm real rich. The kind of guy who plays tennis with a sweater.
Or no, I gotta
My
get,
wife leaves at 9, come over at 10.
Yeah.
I got to get you guys some new balls. Like, where can I, what's your phone number so I can, you know, drop them off at your house later?
Deliver some balls.
Drop a three pack.
Yeah, that would have been the
move. I'll bring you three balls, you give me two. Do a 3-for-2 exchange.
Wow.
But Anna, you can't even think like that
No.
because you're so afraid of rejection.
Well, and I was already, I rejected myself. And I just said, he said, thanks for trying. I just said, thank you. And I walked away. It was really awkward.
And now you've had this internal struggle about it ever since.
Yeah. And I went back yesterday to do the same run and the ball was still there lodged in the palm.
Like if you just would have been some cool chick and been like, you know, screw that guy. He's a loser. Whatever. I got all kinds of D. But instead, now you're constantly replaying this whole scenario.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, it'll haunt me for years.
It'll just keep replaying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It'll haunt me for years. I can't stop thinking about it.
You just see this image.
She's
going to
find some dude on Bumble or whatever the dating sites are. And like, he's going to be all great and she's going to like him. And he's going to say, well, I play tennis. And that's going to screw her up.
Yeah. There's,
that'll trigger me.
Yeah.
She'll always find something. Maybe the guy has a tennis court in his apartment complex. That'll trigger her.
Oh, yeah, big time.
In the ass. He could just be there.
He's
just
got a dog. He's throwing balls, tennis balls with his dog, and that's it. Can't do it.
Honest, you know, getting ready to have beautiful love with this guy who lives in an apartment complex, but his dog goes and chases tennis balls in the park, and there's a chewed up tennis ball right by the bed. Next thing you know, legs closed, and she's having mental issues.
She just starts running away.
What's wrong? We were just getting ready to have sex. I just saw a tennis ball on your floor that your dog chewed on, and I have a really bad tennis ball experience. What do you mean? Did you get sexually abused with the tennis ball? No. This one cute guy was playing tennis, and he asked me to throw the ball over the fence, and it got stuck in the tree, and I can't ever let it go. Oh, my God. Is this what this means?
Certainly a bad omen.
Not only that, though, not only are you never going to get it live, but you don't even get it artificial when we give you great artificial gimmicks to do it. You know how many girls would like to have that artificial gimmick? That's really a hot commodity in the artificial gimmick world. And you got one, just willy-nilly, sitting there in the corner, ready to be, taken around the farm.
Yep.
And you just look at it. Probably laugh at it. Probably the same type of reaction as to when I ate a glazed donut really slow. Ha, ha, ha.
Anna's Dusty Hitachi for 1,000 bits.
Yeah. Thank God your roommate finds me just super irresistible. Three nudes.
Really? You like what you see?
What are you going to do this weekend when your roommate goes camping with her auntie and her uncle and you got the place all to yourself? What are you going to do? You going to go have sex in her bed?
No, I'll probably yell racial epithets at the cats. I like doing that.
Reagan's not going camping. She's coming over to my place this weekend.
What?
Yeah.
She just told me that she's going camping?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
She's going camping, all right.
Oh, yeah.
The big grizzly bear in the woods. That's what we're playing.
Oh boy.
Lummy, I think before we go into commercials, because I want to be very much on time for your 7:15 rollout of Lummy Investigates, Lummy LI3, Anna Hummel. Should I check Lummy, our YouTube back end, and see if it's up? Let me check, Lummy. Looking. Nope, still not up, Lummy.
Was he going to get to punch Colton in the you know what?
Yeah, let's do that. Now, you want to do that now? Let's go ahead and do that now if we could.
Okay.
And
are you going to give it to him, Lum Lum?
Yeah.
No, who's going to run the camera?
Well, we can't share it on Twitch anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, okay. But we can at least, I guess, you know what, Seth?
Seth could put it on Instagram.
Seth, this is your Instagram deal here.
Yep, yep.
Yeah. So what happened is Lummy had his Lummy Investigates 3 episode on a thumb drive that he needed to quietly get to Caveman while we were on the air. So he said, hey, if Colton could sneak in here, and you put the thumb drive kind of in your little crotch area, just on the chair, and he could quietly come in there, take it, and sneak out. Kind of a little ninja deal, you know, fun, just fun stuff on a Friday. And so Colton came in on his hands and knees and was, you know, not even trying to be cool and help your buddy out. He just grabbed for the thumb drive, causing Lummy's hand to rack himself into the testicles. It was very egregious. It was not undercover or trying to take care of your friend or anything. It was just being a dick.
Well, even during the commercial break, he came out here and was mad at Colton and said, you hit all of them. Like he had like 7 or 8 somewhere.
So I being in charge of the human resources division here at the BRN, had to make a real quick and swift but yet fair ruling and take the two employees and address the situation. And my assistant HR director, Seth, agreed with me that we offered the employee who caused the issue either a monetary financial fine of $50.
You were a big fan of Eye for an Eye.
Or you, don't you wish more corporations did this? $50 or you let the guy hit you in the balls. Which one? I think if I worked like I'd be like, okay, he can hit me in the balls. I get it. Just go ahead and hit me in the balls.
Lummy's got his acorn hammer ready.
Now, Lummy, that's what we're not doing. We're not going to have you come in. Lummy, I need you to do about the same level of intensity. You don't try to one-up the feller, okay?
But don't go light.
Don't go light. Lummy, if you remember, do you need me to replay it, Lummy?
Let's see how do you need light to just, yeah. I can't go.
Yes, Bubba, I will.
But Lummy, I want the same level. Like, I want the same intensity, not more, not less, okay?
Okay.
Here we go.
Listen for the slap.
Was that operation successful?
I don't know.
So Lummy realized he comes in hard with a slap. It's a slap and then a grab. It's a slap grab. You hear me?
Yeah.
That's what I expect from you. A slap grab. Now.
A yank. Look how he left you.
Yeah, with kind of a little yank willy. There's a little bit of a yank trailer there, I'm telling you. Let's just watch it one more time.
Attempt to try that.
It was a slap, pull, and yank, right, Seth? Is that what you got it scored as?
Yeah, absolutely.
Here we go.
I don't know. Oh!
Yeah, slap, pull, yank. Lummy, what are the three actions?
Slap, pull, yank.
Say it again.
Slap, pull, yank.
One more time.
Slap, pull, yank.
Okay.
This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
Have you noticed your hair isn't looking as full as it used to? Yeah, losing your hair is no fun. So let's talk options. You can go to your doc for a hair loss treatment prescription. Then visit the pharmacy and try not to go broke just to avoid going bald. Or you can try Keeps from the comfort of your Lazy Boy. You'll get the same doctor-recommended, FDA-approved hair loss treatment. But Keeps offers the generic versions for about half the cost. And one more thing you'll love about Keeps. It's all online. You just answer a few questions, snap a few pics of your hair, and a licensed doctor will review your info and recommend the right hair loss treatment for you. Then it's shipped directly to your door. Why make unnecessary trips to the doctor and drugstore when you can do it all from home? You can get started with a special deal. Go to keeps.com/POTUS for 50% off your first order of Keeps hair loss treatments. That's keeps.com/POTUS. Keeps.com/POTUS.